ProFlowRadio.com.
Go! ProFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live. Pro Audio.
You go!
Hit it with FoFoFlow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah!
You are now tuned into the ProFlow for Show Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for show. www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for show show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for show show. Pro Flow for show show. Pro Flow for show show.
Check this out.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Amy Miller. Out your girl, Amy. And you're tuned in now with DJ Mad Max on Pro Flow Radio. You know what it is. OGA. And my website is www.ouchgirlamy.com. That's ouchgirlamy, A-M-I.com.
All right, so I'm chilling here with my girl, Amy Miller. Did I say that right? A-M-I, Amy?
Yes.
All right. I want to make sure, you know. Can you tell the audience where you're from and where they can find you at on the internet?
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Amy Miller, and I'm from Houston, Texas, born and raised. And if you want to hit me up online, I'm on Twitter at Amy Miller OMG. That's A-M-I Miller OMG. Instagram at Amy Miller OMG. Facebook as Ouch Girl Amy. And my website is www.ouchgirlamy.com.
So, and like I said, we appreciate you coming on the show. We want to talk about a few things. Let's just get started talking about, you know, like how you guys started doing music.
Well, I got started when I was younger. I was writing like poetry when I was like 8 and 9. And then, you know, when I was like 10, I wrote my first song and I started rapping. And I want to say when I was 11, that's when Eve's album came out and I was listening to her album. And that's when I was like, okay, I want to be a rapper.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I remember that song. I think I'm a little older than you, but I remember when Eve's album came out too. And I think I was in high school, but it was very, very empowering for even men, you know. So I definitely always will respect Eve's abilities, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So how do you describe yourself? Like, if you could describe yourself to the audience, like, when they listen to your music, what do you think you sound like?
I'm a little hardcore, you know. Like, my influences are not soft-spoken, like Nas and Eve, you know, UGK, people like that. Like, so people are always really surprised when they hear me rap because I look so, like, girly and dainty, and then I rap kind of hard. You know, it's just my style. I mean, I can tone it down, but if I'm being myself and I'm, like, freestyling, it's going to come out. It's going to come out hard.
So why do you think, is that just you? Is that how you've developed in life? You're the aggressive, dainty type?
Yeah, I'm definitely more aggressive. You know, I'm kind of an ish talker sometimes. You know, I play sports. I did wrestling. I played basketball, volleyball. You know, I was kind of a tomboy. So it does reflect in my music.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So, you know, being a female MC these days probably isn't the easiest thing. They don't really give you guys much opportunity on a major level. But being an independent artist, how's things been going for you?
Things have been going good, you know, especially since I started taking more control over my career, because it's definitely different for a female artist, you know. They have to be respected. They have to be established that they have their own voice and make their own decisions. And so, you know, it's important that they're hands-on in their career because, you know, like you said, we already don't get a lot of credit. But when people see you on the grind, doing everything yourself, taking care of a lot of things yourself, they respect you more.
Most definitely. Now, you told me that you got an album. You said Spitting Rounds, right?
My upcoming album is called Turbulence, but the single is called Spitting Rounds.
Okay. So let's talk about the single, and then we talk about the album as a whole. Give me a description of, like, what you think, well, just kind of describe Spitting Rounds. I mean, it makes sense, obviously, you know. But can you describe the song, where you got the concept from, or the theme, you know, technically?
spitting rounds is pretty much like you using your mouth as a weapon. You know, you spitting hardcore first class bars. You know, you killing them pretty much. You know, it ain't no soft rhymes or just, you know, whatever. It's mm-hmm. like, nah, I'm killing you. I'm killing you. Everything is a shot.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Aside from that, like, you know, who got you started doing music? Like, how did that become? Like, I know you've been doing it for a little bit, but like, what made you want to start doing music?
Really, when I had Eve, I want to be a rapper.
So it was really just strictly just listening to her album that sparked it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Most individuals, you know, they got this elaborate story about, I did this and did that and did this. That's pretty impressive that she was able to do that for you. Considering that you are a female MC, there's a lot of, like what we talked about earlier, some discrimination in the game. You know, what's been one of the most hardest things that you had to overcome aside from just being, you know, a female MC?
Hardest things I had to overcome, really, I had to subtract my feelings out of a lot of things. And, you know, I had to really stop letting things get to me because it's a crazy game, you know, and it'll eat you up. And so you just really got to have your head on strong. And so, you know, I finally got that. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm a master at it because I'm human, but I'm like steel right now, made of steel.
Steel like Superwoman almost, or Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. you say.
Yeah,
that's what's up. That's what's up. So the album, what do you say the name was again?
It's called Turbulence.
Turbulence, is that, has it been finished? It's already out there online and everything?
Turbulence is probably going to be dropped around February or March.
Okay. And the album, how many tracks you got on there?
I think I got like 11.
All right. And like, what's the theme of the album? Like, of course, you know what turbulence means. It's a little rocky, you know what I'm saying? It's a little up
right.
and down, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What's
like, yeah, exactly. Turbulence, you know, things have been rocky, things have been crazy, you know, I thought about giving up. You know, I've had some really bad days, and I just, you know, you just got to stay focused on your destination and know that you're going to land and you're going to get to where you're going if you don't, like, you know, shrivel up and break down. You just got to mm-hmm. push through it. Yeah.
The flight of life. I understand that totally. It's always going to be some turbulence no matter what. It's kind of part of life. It's fundamental. I understand that totally. What's your favorite song on the album?
My favorite song, I would have to say it's probably Jaded. It's a tie between Jaded and Not Tripping, but I just love Jaded. Jaded has this southern feel to it and all this attitude, just like, you know, you're tired of somebody, like you just jaded, like, you know, yeah, they left a really bad taste in your mouth and you can't get it out.
Yeah. So what kind of producers are you working with? Like, how do you find individuals that you want to deal with?
Really, you know, I have like a few different producers on there. I know I have Ty Fly, you know, D Will, he produced a lot of them. And, I have Rex out of Houston and Buckwheat out of L.A. So it's some different flavor on there. You know, I just kind of listen to tracks and see if they stick with me. And I'll listen again and again. And finally, it'll come to me when I'm not even trying to write to the song. Like, I'm not even writing. Like, I'm sitting there watching the news or something. And that beat will come and a hook will come and I'll put it together.
That's how your studio sessions go. So you basically just make it happen when you want to.
Right, yeah. In studio sessions, yeah, I'll sit there and I'll write it. But I like it when it just comes to me, like when I'm not focused on it.
Yeah. More of a natural kind of thing, like let it just be as it is.
Yeah, definitely.
I understand that. Cool, man. So, I apologize for all the delays in the interview and the breaks in the interview, but I think we kind of covered most everything.
is there anything that you think that the fans need to know that we haven't covered yet?
I just want to tell everybody, my new single, Not Trippin', drops January the 24th. That's in 3 days. And it's definitely dope. And I have the trailer on my Instagram right now at Amy Miller OMG. And I would just say, like, you know, follow the story. Like, watch Not Trippin'. And then, you know, watch my video called CUI, Calling Under the Influence, so y'all can put the story together. It's very interesting. It blows some people's minds what's going on. But, yeah, just be on the lookout. Not Trippin', January 24th, will be available everywhere.
Well, what's going on? Like you said, blow people's mind. What's like some of the, what's like something that would spark their mind to be blown?
I can't tell you. You know, you have to go
okay.
watch.
Okay.
Yeah, right. You definitely have to go watch CUI on YouTube.
I'm gonna do that as soon as we got the phone. So, and my goal is to get this published for you tonight. So, I'm going to send it to Tia. And do you want to give any shout outs?
Yeah, definitely. I want to shout out, you know, you, Maxie. Thank you for interviewing me. Shout out Tia. Shout out my team, you know, in South H-Town, Atlanta. You know, we on the way.
That's what's up. I do have one favor to ask for you, of you.
Yeah.
It's very simple. It's just a drop. I figure since you've been on the show, I would like to be playing that drop, you know, pretty much 24/7. So the show is called Pro Flow Radio.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Amy Miller. Out your girl, Amy. And you're tuned in now with DJ Mad Max on Pro Flow Radio. You know what it is. OGA. And my website is www.ouchgirlamy.com. That's ouchgirlamy, AMI.com.
ProFlowRadio.com.
Worldwide.
Long distance like. Radio voices like. I'm on to them like.
What?
Come on. Yeah, we back blazing record. The radio mecca with a host spinning tracks hot like in Cobra Chili Pepper. Yeah, we back blazing record. The radio mecca with a host spinning tracks hot like in Cobra Chili Pepper. I know some MCs probably in your hood. They spit pro flow and they does it real good. I know some MCs probably in your hood. They spit pro flow and they do it real good.
Worldwide.
Long distance like. Radio voices like. I'm on to them like.
What?
Come on.
They scared of me cause they know I'm a giddy. Girl, good, I grind it, so fuck how you feel it.
We ain't the same, let you get this shit clear. You wanna flow and I'm up like a leer. I should go fuck up and poke in your ear. Bombing on mommy, you bring the tears. Killing the get in the comments.